This past weekend was the first in which greenhouses, garden centers, and nurseries were open to the public in Illinois. They're now considered essential businesses under the state's revised stay-at-home order that went into effect Friday. Thanks to the new rules and beautiful weather, gardeners flocked to find their fix. WBEZ's Linda Lutton was out there too.
Customer Dina Awad has been waiting for her neighborhood garden center to open, Adams & Son Gardens, near Humboldt Park.
Yeah, they've been closed for 7 weeks, and I have been biding my time. I came yesterday to start my patio planting, and today is round two.
English lavender and some dainty white flowers. Awad, a microbiologist, has not even left her house, really, during the stay-at-home order, except to walk the dog. But yes, she went to the garden center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm really only going out for things that are pretty much critical. This is the first something you could probably list under somewhat frivolous that I've done.
And she had a lot of company at Adams & Son, which is tiny, just two aisles wide, plus a side lot of flowers. The shop's new social distancing signs say just 12 customers are allowed inside at a time, though Saturday that seemed more like a suggestion than a hard rule. Tony Rincon and Allison Leisure were there. They're starting an herb garden.
Just got to try to limit your time in there. Get in and get out.
Yeah, be spatially aware. I think that that's something that everyone's just going to have to learn how to do in these times. You know, be aware of everyone and everything around them.
The owner here, Tony Adams, keeps the checkout line moving. No scanner. He just calls out prices to his dad, who's at the register.
$9.99, $4 at $2.29. That is everything.
Then he wheels customers' purchases outside. They pick up their snapdragons and sage in the open air. Adams had ordered all these plants back in January. When the pandemic hit, he put the order on hold.
And then as soon as I got the okay from the governor, I started releasing the semis and they started coming. So it took us about 5 days, five semis, to unload everything to fill up the yard.
It's a similar story at other garden stores. At Faisal & Sons in South Suburban Oak Lawn, Nate Faisal said the family wasn't sure whether to order for spring or not.
We spent a lot of nights just pulling our hair out thinking, what should we do? We didn't want to bring, you know, so much product in here. That's a huge financial hit if we're not able to sell all that stuff.
But Faisal said their parking lot was completely full Saturday. They posted a guard at the front to make sure customers wear masks.
We haven't had any backlash on it yet. I thought we actually were going to get a lot of backlash because I know there's a lot of people that don't want to be told what to do. But it does seem like public sentiment is definitely, you know, people are, I think, supporting this.
So I've got four quadrants. This is my herb garden with edible flowers. There'll be dill and parsley and cilantro and basil.
Back near Humboldt Park, Sarah Crystal has a plot in a community garden right across the street from Adams and Son.
The day that I saw that their shelves were being filled was one of the most exciting days of quarantine. To see the empty shelves is really sad, but now that they're full of color and life, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Crystal said the timing was perfect for garden centers to be declared essential just in time for planting. She says the pandemic highlights the importance of gardening.
You know, grow your own food. Take control of your kitchen.
Adams, the garden shop owner, sees connections to this pandemic too.
You know, everyone's stuck at home, so plants is a little escape, a little getaway.
It's mental therapy, he says. Water your plants, talk to your plants. It's something to do while you're still at home. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.